You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The longest-serving speaker of the state assembly is thinking about stepping down next year. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISN 12's Upfront program he hasn't decided yet but is weighing his options. He said it's not the first time he's thought about quitting, but he says past challenges kept him going. In the interview, Voss did say he expects Republicans to keep control of the assembly. He said he's looking forward to working with whomever becomes the new governor. He says he'll make a decision in January. A Racine man was stranded for nearly 4 hours on Lake Michigan before being rescued Friday night. The 37-year-old drifted about a mile from North Beach on a swimming tube and couldn't swim back against the current. Rescue teams used boats, jet skis, and thermal cameras to find him. He was found about a mile north of the beach and was treated for dehydration, exhaustion, and hypothermia. The man said the current pulled him out at about 3:30 in the afternoon and he had no way to signal for help. A little tuck-pointing work will impact City Hall in Racine for about a month. The city says starting today, crews will begin tuck-pointing work on the west side of City Hall. The project is expected to take 4 weeks. That means the west entrance will be closed, with parking limited on that side as well. Traffic around the ballpark will start to get busy around the evening rush. It's an 8:08 first pitch, with parking lots open for tailgating at 4:30. It's game two of the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs. After tonight, there's a game for sure in Chicago. Amtrak will be running a special train from Milwaukee to the train station in Chicago, a ride that'll include Bernie Brewer and racing sausages. That Brewers Express will also make normal stops along the regular Hiawatha route, which does include a stop in Racine County. At tonight's game at American Family Field, Brewers legends Cecil Cooper and Trevor Hoffman will throw out the first pitches, along with Bob Uecker Jr. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Game two is tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Cubs in the NLDS. Milwaukee winning game one, 9-3 on Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, we're down 1-0. Nothing else changes besides that. It's 1-0. I don't think, I'm not sure we'd manage the game differently on Monday, up 1-0, down 1-0. So it I'm not sure it does. We made it harder for ourselves. We got to win 3 out of 4 now. They got to win 2 out of 4. That's it.
The Cubs will start Shota Imanaga. Brewers manager Pat Murphy was asked.
Murph, what are your pitching plans?
Yeah, Ashby's going to start. I don't know if Priester will be next. I really don't.
NFL, the Packers back at work after having a bye week. They host the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Peaky Blinders is the gift that keeps on giving to its loyal fans. Netflix and the BBC have announced that the popular show about the Shelby crime gang is getting a 2-season sequel, according to Screen Rant. The period drama, created by Stephen Knight, will have 6 episodes in each season that will air on BBC One in the UK and Netflix worldwide. The new seasons will pick up after the Peaky Blinders movie, also written by Knight, called The Immortal Man. There is no release date yet for the film, which stars Cillian Murphy, Stephen Graham, and Rebecca Ferguson. There were rumors that the movie would be the end of the franchise, but that no longer appears to be the case. Knight says that the show will follow a new generation of Shelbys in the sequel. The Immortal Man will act as a bridge between the original show, which ran for 6 seasons, and the new iteration. There is one house that will be less full. Fraudsters Lori Laughlin and husband Massimo Giannulli have decided to take a break from their marriage. The couple was embroiled in a college admissions scandal in 2019 after bribing college officials to get their daughters of limited intelligence into a college. The couple pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud. Ex-Full House actor Laughlin spent 2 months and Giannulli 5 months in minimum security correctional facilities. Yep, they even finagled their way into better prisons. A Hollywood Reporter says the two have been married for 28 years and have decided not to file divorce papers at this point. The college admissions scandal was a nationwide conspiracy. Fellow actors Felicity Huffman and William Macy were also involved in the scandal because they cheated for their rich kids too. Okay, I get that it might be a bummer to be privileged and not all that bright, but the parents are actors. Couldn't they have taught their kids to at least pretend to be smart? 25 titles that qualify for the new podcast category for 2026. Some of the nominees include The Smartless Podcast with Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett, The Joe Rogan Experiment, which is a podcast for bros who need constant reassurance that they're bros, Call Her Daddy with Alex Cooper, Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, The Bill Simmons Podcast, and Good Hang with Amy Poehler. Sometimes it seems like Netflix owns the world, but really weird rich guy Elon Musk, who actually wants to own the world, might have something to say about that. According to Variety, the pseudo-free speech advocate is urging his 227 million followers to cancel Netflix because, well, he doesn't like what they're saying. He is accusing the platform of having a transgender agenda and, in a recent post, said, "Cancel Netflix for the health of your kids." Yes, Elon, all the problems in society are because of Tiger King. In a related story, most of Elon's kids don't like or know him. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with scattered showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm as well. Lows in the mid-50s. Increasing sunshine Tuesday, highs in the mid-60s. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.